Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We encourage everyone to get the vaccine, both guests and team members that work in the restaurant hospitality industry, because we think that's the best cure to getting rid of this pandemic, this virus for good. So, and some restaurant owners, operators, you know, and their team members still want to wear their mask. So that's up to the individual operator of what he or she wants to do at their individual restaurant.
That's Sam Toya talking to Anna DeVlantis earlier. Of course, Sam is the director of the Illinois Restaurant Association, talking about vaccine requirements or nudges, things like that. I should say vaccine requirements or nudges in the restaurant business. On the phone line now is Lorraine Martin. She's the president and CEO of the National Safety Council to talk about vaccines in the workplace. Lorraine, welcome to WGN. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
So we're seeing across the country drop-offs in the number of people being vaccinated. I suppose it was expected. But now as we see the CDC sort of loosening requirements, not loosening requirements for vaccines, but loosening restrictions for those who've been vaccinated, maybe some incentive for people to get vaccinated will increase, or maybe they think they'll just take off their mask and not worry about it. At any rate, how does business play a role in all of this?
Yeah, business has been at the forefront of helping to protect our employees from day one in this pandemic. And now we have the opportunity to truly lean in helping to not only encourage vaccination, but making it available. Nearly a quarter of Americans are more likely to get vaccinated today for those who haven't yet if it was available at the workplace. It came from the Kaiser Family Foundation just recently.
Yeah, and that's why I never saw a big musical, because I didn't want to buy tickets 6 months in advance. I couldn't make plans that way. I'm not kidding. So maybe if I knew that the musical was coming to my workplace, I'd go see it. In other words, rather than make plans to get a vaccine 2-3 weeks down the road and then your second vaccine, if it's there when I'm getting my cup of coffee in the morning, I think people might be much more likely to go along.
Absolutely. Just like we see with some of the other kind of flu-related vaccine delivery, we can start to see vaccine sites in businesses, and we're starting to see that now in partnerships with healthcare providers and pharmacy, mobile vans that can go up to a workplace. And also, we've heard recently with some of the programs from the White House, just making it easier, even if you do need to go to another site, offering paid time off so that someone can get their vaccination and get recovery. And then also scheduling transportation support, like we've heard with Lyft and Uber. So there's a lot of things that workplaces really can do to lean in and help their employees make this easy and eventually make it available right there at their works.
We were talking last week about the fact that Ohio is going to have a raffle for those who get vaccinated. I think they're going to give away $5 $1 million prizes. Mike DeWine, the governor there, was supporting the plan, but it's coming under fire because people are saying, well, state of Ohio should spend its money elsewhere, not $5 million on getting people to get vaccinated. So it's a long way to lead up to, should businesses be giving their employers a bonus to get a vaccine?
You know, some companies have chosen to do that, a small monetary amount, but the activities that I just talked about are incentives too, paid time off, and giving ride shares, and perhaps even giving support services for peer-led education and conversations at work. Whatever it takes, and if you can legally do it, and your HR team and your lawyers tell you it's something that makes sense and it's going to help your employees feel like they can lean into this and make that happen, that's going to be good. We do know that there are still employees that are eager to get vaccinated but just haven't had the time to get an appointment. That's about 14%. Others who just can't take the time off, another 12%. And then some that just haven't gotten around to it, like all of us. They've put it off, or as you said, if you have to plan 6 months in advance, it's hard to do those things. So businesses can make it easier, whether it's through incentives or just truly making it available at their work site.
Are we lacking when it comes to a national plan for businesses, or is it only natural that it would be up to each individual business itself?
You know, I think each business has to look at this from a risk-based approach of what's important for how what they do, how their workers get their work done. And then put their plan in place for that. We've seen that even before vaccinations were available. And it's been really important to use that risk profile for your employees. At the same time, you know, we do know that some states and local governments have done things a little different. And so wherever you operate, you've had to make sure that you're consistent with those plans. We at the National Safety Council have provided a wealth of resources for any business in any kind of operation so they could navigate this effectively. It's under our SAFER initiative, Safe Actions for Employee Return, and you can get that at nsc.org, free to anybody.
It's kind of tricky, isn't it? Because if you're the office manager, you bring someone in to vaccinate workers, then you might invite liability as well, right?
Well, you know, we do know how to do this with flu shots, so we know how to do some of that in our work sites.
Good point.
Usually it is done by health professionals, so a third party, and that's still what's primarily recommended here as well. The EEOC has made it possible for employers to verify vaccinations and do that without violating any HIPAA laws. So again, get with your legal counsel, but there are ways to navigate that so you can verify who's vaccinated and not and have the right kind of work environment. So, yes, it can have some issues, but keeping people safe is always employers' best business defense, and certainly the best thing in on behalf of their employees. And there are ways to do it even when you're bringing something like a medical activity, a vaccination, into your work site.
You know, I learned doing the show that I bring something up earlier today. I talked about the vaccines, and I keep getting all of these different scenarios being presented to me on text or questions or not arguments, but contrary points of view and things like that, to where I realize that I think I've got a handle on it. I'm grateful I've got an expert coming on tomorrow who can answer some of these things. But if you're running a business, you also say it's okay to tell your employees that you just don't have the answers to the questions.
Absolutely. And you need to use the health professionals when it gets into that. And there's lots of resources to help your HR team bring that information. But employees do want to know. This is not, you know, something we've lived with for many years. It's new. It evolves. We have to have some humility because what we think yesterday can change to tomorrow. So workplaces really do need to lean on the professionals to get that information, but be a conduit where your employees can get educated on the vaccines, how they work, why they're safe. And right now, employers, I don't know if I've shared this yet, but employers are the most trusted organizations in the world right now, even more than government, unfortunately, media, Steve.
That's okay.
NGOs.
I'm used to it. Yeah.
your employer has been a trusted resource during all of this time. And that voice is really important, not only, again, to provide information, but also to make sure you're partnering with those, like healthcare providers, so that you can be that conduit to your employees who have questions.
That's
understandably so.
Yeah, I'm encouraged by that. I mean, whether or not, I mean, just the fact that people trust where they work, that's a nice, healthy relationship, employee-employer. I'm happy to hear that.
Even before the pandemic, I will tell you, and I'm in the safety business here, employees often feel that one of the safest places they are is when they're at work, because good companies, and most of our companies around our nation are in this business to do good business, but also keep their workers safe. They lean into this, whether it's steel-toed shoes or worrying about safe driving. They put those programs in place, and their employees know that. They know they want them to come in the morning and go out at night in the same shape, if not better. And the pandemic has just been another way for us to prove that and for our employees to lean on us to get the right kind of information.
So do you see, and again, we're talking to Lorraine Martin, the president of the National Safety Council, do you see the number of businesses offering vaccines at work expanding greatly, or do you think that we're going to kind of be at status quo for a time?
No, I think that will start to expand, especially in partnerships with some of the major pharmacies. They're all leaning in right now to provide those services as some of the sort of larger sites around the nation are shutting down for the reason that you said. They don't have the same demand since we've had some really good progress in vaccine uptake. So I think those resources now can be moved towards larger companies where they have the facilities to host vaccine clinics, and with mobile vans, which will help us catch, you know, some of those remaining environments and rural communities that perhaps we haven't gotten to yet, we need to go out and get to them. And the workplace is a fantastic place to do that.
Lorraine Martin from the National Safety Council, the president and CEO. Great to talk to you today. Thanks for your help, Lorraine.
Thank you, Steve.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.
WGN!